Hi all, happy Friday to you. It's your old friend Jack. If you haven't heard, Leonard Nimoy, the actor who played Mr. Spock, died. I was sorry to hear that. Spock has always been one of my favorite characters, and if you're a longtime reader of the blog, you know that one of my favorite movie scenes is Spock's death at the end of Wrath of Khan. It's not that I enjoy watching him die; I don't. It's the interaction between him and Kirk, and I always talk about how that's the sort of friendship I want my kids to have, and it's the sort of friendship that's important to me. I think that in life, we all should want and try to be, that kind of friend or to have that kind of friendship. It's one of the best things you can have is a good friend, and it's one of the best things you can be is a good friend. In other news, if you will, I'm frustrated with the commenting system that I'm using right now because I've heard recently from a few different people that they're having issues with it. And comments are important to me. If you're among the longtime readers, you know I always talk about that I blog first for me and then for you, because writing to me is like breathing. It's compulsory. I don't have any choice in the matter. I have to do it. But when I'm blogging, when I'm writing and sharing these things online, part of that isn't just me trying to become a better storyteller and become a better writer. Part of that is looking for me to, not looking for me. It's me trying to build a community and engage and learn from you as you may learn from me, and we learn from each other. And I'm always looking for tools that help do that make commenting simple. And part of the challenge you have out there is because there's just so much spam. I've found that the native the native WordPress system hasn't always worked as well as I wanted it to. So I've used a variety of different tools. I've used CommentLove, and CommentLove has been very effective and very easy to use. But I end up sometimes with a lot of junk comments. Some of the people who comment on the blog, I feel like they're commenting only to get the link, and they're not leaving comments that advance the conversation. And it's not that you always have to leave, something amazing. Sometimes great post or I really like this is good enough for me. But at the same time, it's just trying to manage the amount of spam that comes through is challenging. So Disqus has been really good because it's really cut down dramatically on how much spam I've been receiving. And I like the fact that it helps spin people into other posts. It helps drive the page views because people see links to prior posts and they spin around the blog that way. So that's been really useful. But the question I ask myself is if I've had two people recently say that they're having problems, how many other people excuse me, how many other people out there are having trouble commenting? And most people probably don't say anything. So I'm sort of wondering where I'm at. And, do I need to switch systems again? Do I need to go back to CommentLove? Do I need to go back to Livefyre? Do I try the native system again? So it's really sort of frustrating for me because comments are important. It's not the sole measurement or metric I use to determine whether a post is well read or well written or just solid, but it's important to me. And without, without comments, blog is not a blog. It's a whole different topic, and we'll save that for a different date. But if you are hearing this, I'd be very interested in getting your feedback for what your experience is. Do you like Disqus? Do you like Livefyre? Do you like CommentLove? Do you have an opinion? If you aren't commenting, why aren't you commenting? If you're not commenting, usually because you just don't have time or you don't care, that's one thing. But if you're not commenting because you're having problems, that's a different issue. So that's what I've got for you today. I'm Jack. You're not. Be thankful for that, and I will see you around cyberspace.